Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Unless you think the Texans are going to hunt down and get the second or third seed and potentially get a second, if you win round one, potentially could get a second home game instead of having to play week two on the road, then okay. But I think the bigger story about the Kansas City-Baltimore two games is the Texans can potentially be in a spot where, as a team, you feel significantly better about your chances to advance. I think that you potentially, if you prove that you can do some things and produce and score some points against particularly the Chiefs defense, then all of a sudden you look up and you go, okay, we got a team that I don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball against everybody, but they potentially can go out there any Sunday and give you 150 rushing yards. Didn't have that last year. If CJ is you know, continues and Bobby continue, I think, to chop wood and trend in the right direction, you potentially could get close to what CJ was last year, and then you have that elite defense on top of it. I think I personally hope to, after the next 3 weeks, feel better about advancing in the playoffs than I did last year. But right this second, right now, I can't get there. I do agree with you, though. The headliner is the defense, and they were elite yesterday. There ain't no doubt about it.
Tyler, you're a fanaholic, and I try not to let this recency bias get you. But if you say it right now, if you could put, you're going to the playoffs, this year's playoffs, which team would you feel better about advancing? Last year's Texans team or this year's Texans team?
Not to cop out, but as soon as you read that text, as far as feeling better right now in 2024 about the Texans defense, not so much with the offense, that was my knee-jerk reaction going into this thing. And ultimately, big picture-wise, again, not to cop out, just how I feel in this moment, it's very similar to how I feel about the team from last year. Because last year, it all came quick, right? We were talking about a draft class. We were talking about two rookies that would go on to win Rookie of the Year with Will Anderson Jr. and C.J. Stroud. You were ahead of schedule. The feelings were good. But going in, you still knew you were very young, very inexperienced. And this was kind of just a bonus to a first season for a lot of these young guys. So whenever I work in now in 2024, those same young guys, maybe even on the offensive side of the ball, I don't think they're performing as well this year. I still like that they have a year under their belt in the NFL, a year under their belt with playoff experience last year for this young Texans team. And ultimately, I feel very similar. I'm not ultra confident. I'm not thinking it's necessarily an automatic first round and you're out of here, see you, exit. Very similar. Much better with the defense. Not so much with the offense kind of evening it out there.
Yeah. It's not even close to me.
That's interesting.
Obviously, you know, this group also has experience from last year, which they played in the playoffs and they've been there, but it's not real close for me. From the text line coming through, Ron, I agree 100% with Clint. With the D is dominant, we're talking about defense. While the D is dominant, the offense is just bad. And if our D has an off day against a high-powered offensive team, then it's game over. Yeah, I mean, I like last year, if your offense was off, it was generally game over last year, right? So, this is a team that is carried by its defense right now, and from week to week, their running game with a quarterback that has skill or has some skilled players that they can go and make some plays, right? I talked about it weeks ago, and I know many of you people are gonna. It's gonna be hard for you because you know sometimes you hear me say this team's name, it's a struggle for you, but. We talked about this weeks ago. This feels like a team that is very built the same way the Chiefs were last year in their playoff.
Bundle Ruski do.
Obviously, a poor man's version of that with Mahomes and CJ Stroud there, but a team that is carried with this defense that is hard to see teams just going off. Like for me, it's hard to see offenses just completely going the hell off. On the Texans defense, especially when they're as healthy as they may. They're going to be without Petrie, but they'll get Aziz back soon. It's hard to see that, but can your quarterback and your offense make some plays?
Yeah, look, I think here's the deal with the defense and really the team, because you mentioned that the defense is elite. It's a defensive-driven football team right now. I mean, they are a extremely, extremely dependent on getting the turnover. When they don't get turnovers, they give up 32 to the Titans. You know, when they don't get turnovers, Mac Jones goes off in the second half. You get turnovers versus the Lions, boom. You get turnovers versus Green Bay. I'm just trying to talk the good teams that they played. You got a chance to win in the fourth quarter. Green Bay turned it over 3 times. Detroit turned it over 5 times. The Dolphins yesterday turned it over several times. So I mean... They are, and I'm, by the way, I'm not minimizing that. That's defense. That's playing defense. Yeah, that's an identity, right? I mean, they've
done it so much that it's clearly to me not luck.
Yeah, no, I agree. The pressure is busting pipes. The problem is that there has been a few times when guys hit the big ball over the top, and the explosives have become a problem. And so, you know, they're just super dependent on the turnover. So you find teams, you know, you run up against a team with quarterbacks that aren't going to turn the football over or don't turn the football over, then I think it's going to be a problem for the Texans. But they've turned the better teams that they've played over, so may be all for none.
Again, I'm not saying that I think this group is going to make a run and win the AFC or go to a Super Bowl. I just, like, for me right now, I feel better about this group's chances of advancing. And I know it's weird because, like, someone just texted in, like, Ron, they're going to be at a disadvantage at quarterback in a lot of their playoff games. And I understand that. I understand, and if you've heard me before, this is, to me, football is a coach and quarterback league. And, yes, I think when they face the Chiefs, and Mahomes is healthy, or if he's playing, if they face the Ravens, if they face the Chargers, if they face the Bills, clearly, like, they are at a disadvantage. But I still think you can see, like, all right, even if Mahomes plays next week, I would be shocked if the Chiefs' offense just went off on the Texans' defense. Like, just went off and went for 30-plus. I'd be shocked if Buffalo just went off and put up 40 like they've done the last 2 weeks. And D'Amico Ryans is coaching this team with these plays. I would be shocked. So I feel like they're going to keep them in the game like they did against the Packers. Like they did. I mean, the Vikings really is the only team
that got away from them.
Where it just completely got away from them. But I don't think that that teams are just going to just get a, you know, get just crushed them. Can CJ, Nico, Joe make some plays down the stretch? I do. I feel better. I feel like when they played Baltimore last year, Clint, I didn't think they had a chance.
But defense was nasty.
Yeah, I didn't think they had a chance. Experience, a lot of stuff. Like, I remember saying it last year when we were talking about that game. CJ's got to be the best player on the field. That's going to be tough.